a big one at the moment is the bushfires that we've suffered here in Australia. We had a terrible tragedy a few years ago in bushfires. I believe it was 174 people dead in a matter of 2 or 3 days. And the reason why the bushfires were so unbelievably uncontrollable was, one, because the weather was as harsh and severe as it was, and we'd had the drought and so forth. There were some fundamental things that we did not have control over. But two, our Department of Sustainability and Environment, for so-called environmental reasons, had stopped backburning and had allowed the fuel load sitting on the forest floor to exceed the highest classification that they had. They had three classifications for fuel load: low, medium, high. The fuel loads that were on the forest floor, or on the floor of the bush when those bushfires came through, I think it was 2009, but don't quote me on that. I haven't looked that up. I wasn't researching it to prepare to talk about it today. But when those bushfires came through, we had Black Saturday, and all those people were killed. The fuel loads on the forest floor were in excess of the highest level of the high rating and had been allowed to accumulate to that point by our own Department of Sustainability and Environment. Now, not only had they not done their job and controlled fuel loads, they also made it illegal for people to collect firewood. You could not, even if you lived there, you couldn't walk out off your own property, half a kilometre into the bush and start dragging massive logs in to chop up firewood. Not allowed to do it. You'll get fined. But that's here's like the real kicker.
That's like fucking medieval. You know, what's next?
I'll tell you what's next. There was a gentleman in Kinglake, a town which is quite close to my heart. I'm a motorbike rider, and Kinglake is a rural town up in the hills north of Melbourne. Fantastic bakery up there, and a lot of like-minded people like myself love to get out on the motorbike, and we'll finish, or towards the end of a good day of riding, we'll pull into Kinglake and have a meat pie at the bakery and just sort of sit and enjoy. And that was one of the hardest hit towns when the bushfires came through. In fact, I was in Kinglake about a half an hour before the bushfires hit. We didn't know the bushfires were coming. And I was on my way home from a motorcycle track day up in a bit further north of there, and we had no idea what was about to happen. And I just rode home as I normally did, and then watched the news that night and found out that the bakery where I'd stopped and had a pie earlier that day was still standing, but the entire town around it had been decimated, and a lot of people had lost their lives. Anyway, a gentleman living in Kinglake applied to the council to cut down a tree because he felt that tree was a fire threat to his house. Now, bear in mind, we get told constantly that it's our responsibility to prepare for fire. Every homeowner's responsibility is to make sure that their property is as prepared as it can be. He turned around and said, "Here is a tree that is on my property that is a fire hazard to my house, and I want to cut it down." Now, firstly, ask yourself the question, why in the world did he have to apply to the council in the first place? It's a tree on his property. That's just madness. Anyway, the council then had the audacity to say, "No, you can't cut down a tree on your own property." He said, "Well, STFU, this is about safety for me and my family. I'm cutting it down." He cut down the tree. They fined him $50,000. That's not a typo. That's not a mistake. 50,000 Australian dollars for cutting down a tree on his own property. Now, where a councillor, a local council, gets the idea that it has that kind of power, I do not know. But here's the kicker. Other people on his street likewise applied to cut down trees and were likewise told that they couldn't. They didn't after what happened to him, the $50,000 fine. When Black Saturday came, you couldn't write a script like this because it would seem too cliched. But when Black Saturday came, one house on that street was left standing. Guess whose it was? It was his. Now, if you wrote a script like that, people would go, "Oh, no, it wouldn't happen like that. It's too cliche. It's too perfect." No, that's how it happened. One house was left. It was his. The real tragedy, some of his neighbours died in their homes, having not cut down those trees because a councillor told them they couldn't. So I'm pushing that one fairly hard around here at the moment because we've just had another raft of bushfires, a few fatalities, nowhere near as bad as last time, but nonetheless, worse than what it could have and should have been had individuals been permitted to actually do what they needed to do to protect themselves and their families.
I reckon those councillors should probably face charges or go down for manslaughter or something.
I wholeheartedly agree, but in order for someone to prosecute that, they would have to expose themselves to the risk of being prosecuted for their own ineptitude, for their own mistakes. The system does not want to prosecute the system.
The fox doesn't want to, criticise other foxes.
No, exactly. I mean, that could come back to bite them in a big way. So this is the sort of thing that I get very passionate about because it's a chance for people to stand there and go, "Hang on, the government did make that worse than it could have been." And maybe for them, that'll be the water crisis. as you know, what the water crisis was for me. Maybe that'll be that one little thing. It's an easy sell. I don't have to try and convince people about New World Order and Agenda 21 or any of the other, the big stuff. Let them discover that stuff for themselves. But I want to get people to that point where in their gut, they accept for the first time in their life that the government actually wasn't acting in their best interests, that the government actually wasn't there for them, but it was there for itself. And that is the beginning of the process. And if I can start that, then fantastic.